Good afternoon. I call this meeting of the House Finance Committee to order. Let the record reflect. It is 1:42 p.m. on Monday, April 4th, 2022. Present in the room today are Representative Thompson, Representative Edgman, Vice Chair Ortiz, Co-Chair Foster, Representative Josephson, Representative Wool, myself, Co-Chair Merrick. And this afternoon, we will take public testimony on House Bill 229, Alaska Higher Education Investment Fund. And then, if we have time today, we'll also get to Senate Bill 168, Donations, Gifts for DOT and PF. And still, if there's more time, we will hear an introduction of House Bill 307, Extend Bond Authority for Interior Energy Project. And we will begin with House Bill 229, the Alaska Higher Education Investment Fund, by Representative Josephson. The committee last heard this bill on March 10th, and amendments to my office were due on the 30th, but we received no amendments. So with that, I will go ahead and open public testimony for House Bill 229. Is there anyone in the room wishing to testify on House Bill 229? Is there anyone online? Seeing no one in the room or online, I will close public testimony on House Bill 229. Next, we'll hear from the Department of Education on the fiscal note, control code CXZUG. I believe, House Finance back on the record. And now we will hear from Carrie Thomas from the Department of Education on the fiscal note. Again, control code CXZUG. Welcome to House Finance. Could you please place yourself on the record to go over the fiscal note?
Hello, this is Carrie Thomas, Director of Operations for the Alaska Commission on Post-Secondary Education.
Great, thank you. Could you give us a brief overrun of CXZUG, that particular fiscal note?
Yes, just briefly, the fiscal note request funding for personal services to provide additional funds for accounting positions that would be required if this audit. Hello?
Hi, you were breaking up a little bit, but now we can hear you.
Oh, sorry. Okay, great. So the fiscal note requests funding for additional accounting position that would be required a half-time of a full-time position, law fees and additional audit fees, and then a one-time legal cost to establish the higher education fund under the Alaska Student Loan Corporation.
Great, thank you. Are there questions from the committee? Seeing none, I will let the record reflect at 1:45 p.m. we were joined by Representative Carpenter, and at 1:48 p.m. by Representative Lebon, and at 1:46 p.m. by Representative Rasmussen. Is there any representatives that I missed in the roll call? Great, seeing none. Okay. So with no questions on the fiscal note, I'll go ahead and go to Representative Josephson for comments on House Bill 229.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just briefly on the fiscal note, I don't think I've ever said this before, but this strikes me as something that the committee could zero out. I don't understand the necessity for those expenses, not at that rate. This is a well-vetted bill. It's with the cooperation of the University of Alaska. It offers and affords the greatest protection from a sweep for the Higher Education Investment Fund. And I encourage its adoption. Thank you.
Thank you. Comments on House Bill 229? Seeing none, Mr. Co-Chair, is there a motion?
Yes, Madam Co-Chair, I move House Bill 229, version 32-LS1063, /I, from committee with individual recommendations and accompanying fiscal notes, and authorize legislative legal services to make conforming changes.
Is there an objection? Hearing none, House Bill 229 is moved from committee, and we'll take a brief at ease. House Finance back on the record. Next, we'll consider Senate Bill 168, Donations, Gifts for DOT and PF Signage, by Senator Myers. This is the bill's first hearing, but we heard the companion bill, House Bill 296, by Representative Rauscher on March 29th, and the bills are identical. Senator Myers, welcome to House Finance. If you could place yourself on the record and open with any comments before we go to public testimony.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. For the record, Robert Myers, Senator for District B. Appreciate the bill being heard today in House Finance. As has been mentioned, SB 168 is the companion and currently identical language to HB 296, which was heard last week. As a quick reminder, SB 68 provides a new avenue for funding commemorative naming projects by allowing receipt authority for DOT so that the department is able to collect donations for signage. It does not require those costs to be paid by outside groups, but instead helps to codify a process that will not be reliant on state funds. This bill is primarily less about policy and more about codifying process and timing. And with that, we're open for questions or any additional information.
Great, thank you. Any questions or comments from the committee? See- Seeing none, we will move to public testimony on Senate Bill 168. I'm opening public testimony. Is there anyone in the room wishing to testify on Senate Bill 168? Is there anyone online wishing to testify? Seeing no one wishing to testify, I'm closing public testimony for Senate Bill 168. And next, we will hear from Andy Mills, the legislative liaison for the Department of Transportation. And we are going to go over fiscal note control code DKYCM. Mr. Mills, welcome back. Could you place yourself on the record and go over the fiscal note, please?
Yes, thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Andy Mills, legislative liaison for the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. The fiscal note for SB 168 is a zero fiscal note because the language of the bill, as the sponsor indicated, seeks to provide a method by which future naming legislation, speaking back to the question that Representative Wolf posed last time on the companion bill, it would require a legislative bill to produce a fiscal note for that legislation. So this process outlines the method by which a future bill would do that. And as a result, it's a zero fiscal note for this piece of legislation. The future naming legislation that could be proposed would have an outline that the statutory designated program receipts would be collected and used to pay for that legislation.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Mills. Are there questions regarding the fiscal note? Seeing none, thank you so much for being with us today. And any closing comments, Senator?
Just thank you for hearing the bill.
Great. Thank you so much. At this time, I'm going to set an amendment deadline for Senate Bill 168 for this Wednesday at 6 p.m. And thank you, Senator, for being here. So with that, we are going to conclude our agenda for this afternoon. Our next meeting will be at 1 p.m. tomorrow, where we will hear an introduction and take public testimony on House Bill 313, VPSO grants. It is the intention of the speaker to take a recess from 12:30 to 2 p.m. this week during budget amendments. So that is when I plan on having, 15 to 30 minutes for folks to eat lunch, and then we'll come in, hopefully at 1. Oh, yes, it is at 1. Thank you. And with that, we will hear 313, and if we have time, we'll try to get to House Bill 307, the Bond Authority for Interior Energy Projects by Representative Hopkins, which we didn't have time for today. So any comments or questions from the committee? Seeing none, thank you so much for being here, and we will adjourn at 1:55 p.m.